It's exciting to be out here back with your team, especially with you know, the taste you have in your mouth from last year, you know, starting over and building from there.
What sort of flair does Josh have for the office?
Well, it's just, I mean, it's just all a little different terminology here and there, and, you know, I mean, it's all pretty basic right now, so, you know, he just has his spins and different terminology, like I said.
Could you put a percentage on what he's changed? Is it 10% different? Is it?
I mean, it's still too early. You know, I'm just, you know, trying to get out there, learn the little stuff, but it's all pretty similar, so we'll see. It's a good number.
How interesting is that as far as from a competition standpoint? Obviously, you guys are kind of getting familiar with system, but is it day one of competition?
I mean, that's part of this business. You know, every year I've been here, there's been, you know, pretty high competition at every position. You know, and I think it makes guys better when you're competing. And if you're afraid to compete, you know, here, you're probably going to be gone. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that's in every field of, you know, of life. If you guys are afraid to compete, it's, you know, there you go. So, you know, it's definitely, there's a lot of competition and, you know, you're getting better.
In theory, is it not easy, but can you say, like, you have kind of a leg up because you play some plus team and you do multiple things for the team?
I mean, you're going to have to ask Coach Belichick on that. All I can do is just, you know, worry on trying to learn, you know, the receiver position and whatever they want me to do on any other phase of the game.
What have you been able to see out of some of the new guys, like Roy and, you know, Dante and all those guys? And what's been interesting about having, like, a better one?
Like you said, they're vets. You know, they've been proven and they know what they're doing. So it's great to learn from them and see how they do things. And it's great to just come in and see how, you know, we can become a cohesive unit and everything. So it's definitely fun to watch and learn. You know, I was a Brandon Lloyd fan when he was a 49er back in when I was a little kid. You know, that tells you how many years he's been around.
Can you tell him that?
Oh, I do all the time. I do all the time. And, you know, Stallworth, when he was here in Jab, you know, we got a definitely a very veteran group. And it's definitely good for me to watch them.
Do you spend any time in the defensive meeting room at this time of year?
At this point, I have not.
Did your experience on the defensive side of the ball help you in terms of becoming a better wide receiver, becoming a better offense?
I mean, I think it helps you become a better football player. You know, you're learning what they do, what they're trying to take away from you as a receiver, and then vice versa. As a defensive player, you're learning, you know, what you have to do as a receiver to get past the defensive back. So, you know, it's always good to learn football.
You guys are working on kick returns today. Safe to say that was a disappointing area last year that you guys were focused on improving on?
I mean, it's never good enough. I don't know the stats completely, but I think we did pretty well, and I think in the top 10 of field position starting there. So, of course, we have to get better in every unit. So, you know, that's what we're here for in OTAs is to install the basics and go back to the fundamentals and learn those things and get better.
How much discussion was there either after the season or coming into OTAs about you playing more defense? I mean, was there any talk between you and Bill about whether that would continue or what the plan was?
You'd have to ask Coach on that. You know, I'm pretty sure that's his cup of tea. So
I'm guessing no, that you really wasn't discussed.
Ask Coach.
Julian, I'm going to let you play movie critic here. Have you seen Tom's new video on Funny or Die, and what do you think?
You know, I thought it was great. Have you guys seen Sean Penn in Mystic River? You know, that's kind of what he did there. You know, maybe De Niro, a little De Niro in there.
A little anger inside, huh?
You know, a little anger. And, you know, it's definitely come very far from when he was on Entourage.
I was about to say above or below Entourage.
Yeah, I think it's a lot better.
Does he ever lose it like that in the locker room with you guys, or?
I don't know.
You don't want to speak out of turn, right?
Don't want to speak out of turn. His hair looked good, too. I really think it looked good.
All right, man.
Did you watch the Celtics last night?
I watched the first half and fell asleep. They were playing lights out from what I've seen. Rondo, man. What do you have, 22 at half?
Yeah.
I mean, he was hitting that jumper, and once he hits that jumper, he's unstoppable. He's very fun to watch. I like watching Rondo. And, I mean, Pierce, they're all doing well. let's see if they can come back and get a win out here in Boston. That'd be great.
If you could give a rookie one piece of advice this time of year about how to get through this process and get to training camp to build that foundation, what would it be?
You know, what I did was I would live in the back pockets of the players that you're playing behind. You know, taking mental reps when you're not in, meeting with coaches as much as you can. You know, just doing everything you can to better yourself, because like you said, and like we've all said and discussed here, it's very competitive, and you know, guys, you know, who've been around here, you know, you do have an upper hand because they know the terminology, and once you have that one opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. So that's what I did, at least I tried to do.